Good morning and welcome to another episode of Tay Talks Positivity. This is your girl Tay, ready and hoping to help you all figure out how to keep a positive mindset in the midst of a world that can seem to be full of so much negativity. This week's episode is called BBE, or Guarded Love. A while ago, someone I know posted a status on Facebook asking, "Why are women stingy with their love?" So I commented on his post saying, "I think stingy is the wrong word to use. I think women are not stingy with their love, but more so protective. People always joke about lesbian relationships moving quickly. That's because women are quick to show love to others, especially those that are willing to reciprocate that love. When a woman's energy is matched, it will unlock a side of her that only those she feels is deserving will ever see. Past relationships and experiences can dictate how someone decides to show or give their love to anyone else who may be interested in them or someone that they may show interest in." The person whose post I commented on said he had also had his share of heartbreak, but he doesn't hold back on showing his love or emotions when he meets new people. His statement proves that some people are able to bounce back from difficult situations quicker than others are. As people, when we're hurt by others, we build walls. Some of us build walls and other types of defense mechanisms to protect ourselves from having to feel and relive that pain again. After things ended with my ex, I vowed to myself that I wouldn't allow myself to get hurt like that again by anyone. For me, I ended up distracting myself with going to the gym and putting all my energy and focus into myself, learning to love myself. And I had to learn to put myself first and learn to put my feelings before anyone else's, and to protect those feelings from being hurt by anyone else. I had to learn to tap into what I call BBE, which is bad bitch energy. There's a song by Savannah Christina that's called Bad Bitch Energy that explains exactly what BBE is. The song starts off with her saying that she spent so many nights sleeping on herself, but she's finally realized that she's all that she needs. From my assumption, she probably had just gone through something, maybe with an ex or even a friend. Any kind of relationship can qualify for bad bitch energy. So it's like she's had an epiphany and she is done putting herself second to everybody else around her. Listening to the song, I realized how it's actually full of so many different affirmations. She says that, "I'm that girl, been that chick, never needed no one else, I've been that bitch." Like, she just learned out of nowhere to just start hyping herself up. And she even says that, "I'm a dime, face card don't decline." Like, basically giving herself that extra boost that I guess she's probably looked for from others and ended up lacking getting it. She continues to build herself up throughout the song, and she also mentions being able to find and see beauty through the struggle and being able to learn how to smile through the pain, because she knows at the end of the day, she's got to do what she has to do to get to the place, mindset, or goal or destination that she's trying to get to. She knows she has things to handle that she has to achieve, and she can't and won't depend on nobody else to help her to get to it. Listening to the song, I can only assume that she had to have been dealing with somebody that she allowed herself at some point to depend on. And at some point, that person ended up letting her down and wasn't there when she needed them. And sadly, That's what causes people, not just women, but people in general, to put up walls and become apprehensive when it comes to letting people in and showing and giving them yourself completely, emotionally, physically, whatever it is. Allowing someone in emotionally and depending on them in any sense, and it ends up making you vulnerable. And allowing yourself to be vulnerable and show emotions isn't something that's easy for everybody to do. Me, myself, I'm the type of person that wears my emotions on my sleeve. So when I feel something, I feel it hard. You can tell when I'm feeling any kind of emotion. It's hard for me not to show it. But I know people who have said they were told to never let people see you sweat, never let them see you cry. Because some people sadly will take a person displaying certain emotions like sadness or even love and use that emotion and manipulate a situation or just simply use that emotion against them. The people that do that are known as narcissistic because they're only going to think about themselves and disregard how the other person is feeling. Previously, I've spoke about how in the past, I would allow others' feelings to come before my own. But somehow and somewhere along the way, I learned to be a little selfish and I learned to not depend on others when it comes to my happiness. That takes time for someone to actually do because when you're with a person, you want to make sure they're happy. But if we're going to be honest, an unhappy person cannot make somebody else happy because in my idea or in my experience, rather, emotions are transferable, especially with the person that you're with. So when the person that you're with feels like they're not happy in a situation, you're going to feel that. And then in turn, you're going to become unhappy in a situation, especially if that person is in sync with you, which is very important to pay attention to. If you're unhappy and that person doesn't come to you and try to sit down and talk to you and say, hey, I feel like such and such. I feel like something's bothering you. Is there anything you want to talk about? Pay attention to how a person responds to your emotional mind state. But make sure that you're not looking at them or looking for them to change that mindset for you because they really can. Yeah, they could numb it for a while, but at the end of the day, you have to be the primary source of your own happiness. You can't depend on nobody else to make you happy because guess what? If you don't know what makes you happy for yourself, nobody else can know what makes you happy. Nobody else can contribute to the happiness that you've already established for yourself. Now, notice I said contribute, not make you happy. A person should only have the ability to contribute to the happiness that you've been able to establish for yourself. Because at the end of the day, if you don't know what makes you happy for yourself, there's no way that the person that you end up with or your friends or your family can know what it is that makes you happy. They can assume, they can guess, they can throw this and that at you, but that's temporary. You have to be able to keep that positive mindset that you are the source of your happiness. You that bitch. You don't need nobody else because you've been that chick. Like, even with the same thing for the guys, you don't need nobody else. You've been that nigga. You've been that dude. You've been that guy. Like, realize that being positive and having a positive mindset when it comes to situations, relationships, your love, when it comes to finances, when it comes to anything that your goals that you're setting, whatever it is, having a positive mindset can make such a big difference on how things are handled in your life. you think negatively, you're going to shut down. You're going to put those walls up. You're going to be guarded. You're going to guard your love. You're not going to be able to allow somebody in if you're guarding it because of something that negative that happens. We all go through things. I've been through things. Some people have been through more things than I've been through. But you learn from those experiences. You apply what needs to be applied and you dust yourself off and you try again when it comes to things. Don't give up on love. Don't give up on yourself just because something bad has happened. And I know somewhere out there, somebody's like, man, I keep trying to be positive. I keep trying to live this positive mindset, but it just seems like it's always one thing after another. Acts 14 and 22 says, strengthening the disciples by encouraging them to continue in faith and by telling them that it's necessary to go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God, tells me that it's necessary for me to go through things in order to realize what it takes for me to get to what God has for me. The Bible also says in Romans 5 and 3, and not only that, but we also boast in our afflictions because we know that affliction produces endurance. Endurance produces proven character, and proven character produces hope. So instead of thinking about what we're going through as another thing after another thing after another thing, think about it as your character being built to strengthen you into the person that God has for you to be that can conquer and achieve anything that you are set out to do. I'm telling you, if you change your mindset and get to that point where you realize that regardless of what you go through, regardless of what the devil, what your enemies, what anybody who is praying against you is trying to throw at you, you'll realize that you are destined for greatness and nobody can stop what God has put forth in you. Allow that positivity to shine and that light will always win against the darkness, no matter what. But I'm not going to keep you all any longer than I already have. So go on and have an amazing day full of success and positivity. Let yourself learn how to use that BBE and allow your light to shine bright because you never know, someone else may see your aura of positivity and it just might be what they need to change their mindset for the day. Until next time, this is your girl Tay, and always remember, affirm it, apply it, achieve it.